Hey, my name's Stan, and it's great to be with you today. And we have had heaps of fun so far. I hope that you've enjoyed a little different kind of service. And if you haven't, be patient with us and come back next week because it won't be the same. But I think it's been fun. And I hope you have too. And if you've been at WBC for any time at all, you know that we love families, right? Anybody know we love families? Is that a secret? I hope not, because I say it all the time. We love families. In fact, we love so much family so much, I'm going to show you a picture of my family. There you go. You see Deanna and Jill down the front, and then there's Ben. He's my son-in-law, and Matt, my other son. You don't want me to name them all, do you? You're not that interested in my family. That's without my grandkids. We got 5 grandkids now, another one on the way. Love family. You know, today, though, sometimes families don't necessarily look exactly like that. When families come in all different shapes and sizes today, sometimes families look like a mom and a dad and kids. Sometimes families look like a mom and kids or a dad and kids because one of them's not in the family anymore. Maybe they've passed away or they're just not there for some reason. Sometimes families look like a different mom and dad figure or somebody representing mom and dad that aren't the real mom and dad to start with, but there's still kids there and everything. Sometimes grandparents raise their kids, and there's a million other different combinations we could have. Families come in all shapes and sizes, but whatever shape or size your family is, we so much love families. We are all about families here. And did I say that already? That we love kids, we love families, yep. So, because we really do. And you know what? In a family, we like to take big steps together. We like to do things together as a family, like we just did with communion, and we have families together and sitting in the seats today and everything. And when a kid takes their first steps, parents, you loved that, didn't you? Right? When they said their first word, as long as it was da-da, right? That was awesome. If it was mom, then I'm not sure that's what they're saying, right? And when they have that first day of school, and we get the photo that says first day of school, right, with the sign and everything. And then when they move out of the house, right? Amen. Who said that, right? Pastor NK, you need some counseling, right? I want to show you a quick little video of my grandson taking some big steps. Watch this. Right there, Master Kelly. You know what? The best part of that video, I don't know if you could hear it or not, but Dad was standing off to the side. Dad's sitting right here and giving me a dirty look right now. Dad was standing off to the side, and he was saying, that's high enough. That's high enough. That's high enough. All right. If you've met Dad, he would never, ever listen to someone telling him that's enough. Of anything. So my heart just swelled when I heard him saying that, and it was a great time. But hey, today I want to talk to you about a big step that you can take today. I'm talking to kids, but I'm also talking to moms and dads and grandparents. If you've never taken the step that I'm going to tell you about today, then you can take a big step today, okay? So I want you to pay attention. It's going to be really short, really quick, but I'm going to tell you about a big step you can take today. And to help me tell you about that, I'm going to show you some pictures and tell you about one of my other kids, okay, or two of my other kids. So when my little girl, my youngest girl, Jill, she drew this picture. Isn't that beautiful? Do you ever save pictures that your kids draw? This picture, there's two people, and there's a tree, and then there's sunshine. It's beautiful. But what's special about this picture was there was another one that followed it. The next picture was the same, but you see rain coming down, right? You see the rain, right? And then the last picture she drew, the rain kept coming for a long time. There was a flood, and now the people are in a boat. I thought those were amazing pictures. But for you to know why I thought they were so amazing, I need to tell you when she did that and what they meant to me. I don't, you know, art is your interpretation, right? So I don't know if this is what it meant to her, but this is what it meant to me, okay? Jill was 17 years old when she drew those pictures. Pretty good for a 17-year-old, isn't it? And she was in the hospital. She was living at the Royal Children's Hospital when she drew those pictures. And here's what they meant to me. When you see the first picture of the people and the sunshine, everything's great. That's also a picture of Jill at her dad. Isn't she beautiful? And how about that mom, right? Yeah. So Jill drew a picture and I said, okay, that's when things were sunny. Everything's great. Then the next picture of the rain, you see Jill again. She was living at the hospital because she was really, really sick. And I interpreted her second picture as that's the rainy days. That's when things weren't good. You can see she was having chemo and she's sitting there. And then the third picture, the last picture, was in the boat when everything had flooded. She had gotten really sick. And then her brother is there with her. And her brother was the lifeboat for Jill. Let me tell you a little bit more about her story. You see, Jill was very sick. She had a disease, a sickness that was so bad, she was going to die. There was no medicine that was going to make her better. The only way that she could be cured from that disease was to get what they called a bone marrow transplant from someone else. But it couldn't be just anyone else. The only person in our family that it could be was her brother Garrett, because Garrett was a perfect match for her. So Garrett gave her a gift. He gave her some of his bone marrow, and they put that into Jill, and now Jill's alive, and she's happy and everything. Garrett's still alive. Yeah, yeah, for those that don't know my family, yeah, it had a happy ending. And now, now Jill has two children, so I've got two grandchildren through her and everything. But why did I tell you all of that? I told you all of that because every person in this room, every person on the planet has a disease that is worse than the disease Jill had. I have it. You have it. Your mom and dad have it. Your grandparents have it. Their parents had it. Their parents had it. All the way back, 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 back. Everybody has this disease. This disease is called sin. We are born with this disease called sin. And in Romans chapter 3, it says, everyone has sinned. Look at the red words, kids. It says, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. That's called sin. When we do something wrong, when we mess up, we are sinning. See, God created us to live with him forever, and he wants us to live with him forever, but sin separated us from God. It says this in Romans 3:23. It says, the wages of sin is death. See, because we've sinned, we deserve death. We are all going to die. And that's not just a physical death. That's also being separated from God for all eternity, because God is perfect and you're not and I'm not. And he can't allow sin to be in his presence. So we deserve death because we've sinned. But look at this. There's good news. That's really bad news. Here's some good news. Love. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. See, God loved you and he still wanted you to be with him forever, even though you were a sinner. And sin demands death. You have to have death to pay for sin. But God said, I'm going to send Jesus to take care of that for you. So Jesus died for our sins. Look at this. Because Jesus died for our sins, there's a gift available to us. It says the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, God is offering you and me and everybody else on the planet a free gift, all right? I need a couple of helpers. Abby, can you grab me a boy and a girl helper really quick? A boy and a girl, yep. Can I have a microphone, please? Sorry, I didn't tell you I was going to do this, did I? Thank you. Come on up the stairs. Come on, come on. Give them a hand. Come on. Good morning. What's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie. And good morning. What's your name?
Caleb.
Caleb. Shake my hand. Come on. Come on. Shake my hand. Thanks. Thanks. All right. So I've got a couple of gifts over here. See the gifts? Right? Would you like a gift? What do you have to do to get a gift?
Be good.
Say it again. Really loud.
Be good.
She says have to be good.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't. All right. Come here, Caleb. Come here, Caleb. To get a gift, you don't have to do anything. Is it yours yet? When is it yours?
When the person gives it to you.
When the person gives it to you. Okay. I'm giving it to you. What do you have to do?
Not sure how to answer.
It's there. Take it. Right? Right. Go ahead and open it up. And show everybody what the gift is. It's a Lego. There we go. You can have that. Can I have the box? Can I keep the box? All right. Thanks, Caleb. Now, back to you, Maddie. Yeah, he got a Lego. You don't get a Lego. Maddie, what do you have to do to get the gift?
Do nothing now.
Yeah. Do nothing. Right. Okay. Okay. There we go. All right. Maddie, what do you have to do now?
Get it?
Yeah, just take it. Now, go ahead and open it up. Here, I'll hold it for you. You take it out. There you go. Oh! Great job. Great job. Do you like it? Do you like the gift? Or do you want to give it back? No? You want to keep it? All right. You can give it. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Caleb. Pastor Justin, it might try to steal that from you. Don't let him. Okay? All right. There we go. There we go. You see, when a gift is given, you don't do anything to earn it. You can't do anything to earn it because then it's no longer a gift. If you did something to earn it, it's actually wages or payment, right? Okay? So a gift is given for nothing, and God's free gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Make sense? Is everybody with me so far? All right. So who would like the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? All right, so what do you have to do to get the gift?
Nothing.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. Okay, great, great, great job. Okay, so I'm going to read you another verse, and then I'm going to tell you very simply how you can accept this gift, all right? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Simple, right? Okay, I'm going to make it even more simple for the great-grandparents in the room, okay? Kids, you can listen in too, all right? You see the ABCs we got here today? We've got ABCs because it helps us remember how we accept that gift. A means to admit. It stands for admit. We have to admit that we're a sinner, that we've done something wrong. Anybody ever do something wrong? All right, I see that hand, all the hands. Every hand should be up. If we've told a lie, if we've hurt somebody, if we've said something bad about someone, anything you've ever done, disobeyed your parents or whatever, that is sin. You have to admit you're a sinner. I think we've got that one covered. B is believe. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and he rose again, okay? We admit we're a sinner, and then we believe that Jesus died for those sins and he rose again. Are you with me? We just have to believe that. Who believes that? Right? Good, good, good. And then C, we have to call. We have to call on him and tell him, sorry for my sins, please forgive me. It's that simple. Who wants to do that today? Anybody want to do that today? I'm going to walk you through that if you want to do that. I'm going to do it twice now so you can pay attention really close the first time to make sure it's something you want to do, okay? Here we go. If you want to do that, all you have to do is say a simple prayer that says, dear Lord, I admit I'm a sinner, right? And then I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again. And then I'm sorry for my sins and I call on you to forgive me. It is that simple. If you want God's free gift of eternal life today, all you have to do is say that prayer. Now, It's not just words. There's nothing magic about the words. You have to mean that in your heart. You have to really believe that and want to accept Jesus as your Savior when you say this prayer, okay? So if you want to do that today, I want everybody to go ahead, bow your heads and close your eyes because you don't need to read. You can just repeat after me, okay? Bow your heads and close your eyes, everybody in the room. All right, if you want to accept God's free gift of eternal life today, I want you to say this prayer after me, okay? You can just say the words after I do. Dear Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again. I'm sorry for my sins and I call on you to forgive me. It's that simple. If you said that prayer today, that was a big step. Whether you're a kid or parent or grandparent, it was a big step.